I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, Ragni Michael, speaker, author of a new book called Unflappable, coming out of May of 2012, and also an expert in behavioral change. We're talking about the fear of the unknown and how to overcome it. So what is the fear of the unknown?
Well, I think ultimately to understand the fear of the unknown, you have to realize that we never know what's going to happen next.
Right.
It's actually pretty simple. The fear of the unknown relates to a definite fact.
Right.
You know, my work's called facticity, so
right.
It relates to certain facts. And one
right.
of those facts is nobody ever really knows what's going to happen in the next moment.
Right.
Combine that with the fact that we're driven by this fear that we were talking about earlier, that's always on the alert for danger,
mm-hmm.
because its job is to make sure we survive.
Right.
So there you are with this mechanism in your body that's always on alert for possible dangers to your survival,
right.
and a real life situation where you don't really know what's going to happen next.
Right.
So those two together create a great deal of potential disaster for human beings.
Right. Where you have a body that has an instinctual response, as we talked about, what is fear? You know, your body has an instinctual response to something that it feels is real.
And it's definitely about survival.
Yeah.
It's designed to make sure that you survive.
Yeah.
Right? The species must go on.
The hard thing about the fear of the unknown is it's unknown. I mean, you know, that so how does one make peace with that? Because you'll never know. I mean, there's some things we have in our control, some things we don't have
right.
in our control, right? But
that's
most
correct.
Of it, if we're really true to what's real, we realize we have control over nothing, right?
You have control over one thing, maybe, and that's what you do with your response to what happens to you in your life.
Right.
You have some say over that if you have some awareness and some presence and you're willing
right.
to do the work to deal with your inner thinking,
right.
your inner thoughts.
Yeah.
This is not necessarily about positive thinking, but one of the things that we are most geared to, because we're always, our unconscious process is always looking for what's the potential end of our life,
mm-hmm.
our end of our career, our end of our relationship,
mm-hmm.
or end of my health, or end of my bank account. It's always looking for the, you know, could it end? You know,
right.
my survival could be threatened by any of those things I just
right.
said, according
right.
to my mind.
Right.
So we're very geared to looking at worst case scenarios.
That's true.
So if you want a practical tool for dealing with fear of the unknown, it's to realize that you are running a worst case scenario, or you're running some negative scenario in your mind. Stop, be aware you're afraid, turn around, look at the fear. What are you afraid of? Then go to the worst case scenario that you can think of. For example, I lost all my money. This is not true. Let's say I lost all my money
right.
in the crash, and I'm really hard up, and I don't have very much left.
Okay? Right.
So the fact that I said I lost all my money is an exaggeration, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but we all do this. So then I start to generate a worst case scenario in my mind. Oh my God, I'm going to be on the street. I'm going to lose my house. Then my friends won't like me. I don't have any friends who will take me in. I will become a bag lady. I will have one of those little carts.
I'm not breathing.
And that's what
okay,
we
right.
do. So
right.
you consciously, this is all always about consciousness and awareness, try and bring that out, speak it. What's the worst case scenario that I'm imagining? And you'll find one because it's in there.
But people don't want to do that, honestly. They're like, I don't want to go there. You know, but you're saying go there.
I'm saying if you don't go there, fear has charge of your life, and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want charge of your life, you have to take charge of your fear and understand it so that you can redirect the energy in a different direction.
Okay, so I have so many friends, relatives who go, oh, why go there? Why go there? And what's the benefit of going there? So, okay, you're saying that the benefit is that you're labeling it, you're understanding it. So what? Like, what am I going to do now? I have this fear. What am I going to do with it?
So you look at the worst case scenario. You find it. You look at it. You say, I'm afraid of X. You take it to the worst possible scenario,
right.
which you are doing anyway.
Right.
And I think that's what's important to understand.
Well, you're doing it anyway in an unconscious level.
You're doing
level,
it anyway
sleep, whatever.
At the unconscious level. So it isn't like you can avoid it. It's already there in your
right.
life. So
right.
the question is, can you turn around and be conscious of it? Then once you've looked at it and seen it through to the bitter end, there you
right.
are with your little cart on the street. You've got, you know, just...
Right. And that's where it always ends. And when I take clients down that path, it's I'm homeless without family and...
That's right.
No one.
And I have a little room with a bare mattress and a bare light bulb going on.
Oh, so you have a more dramatic version?
Of course.
Okay.
Once you've gotten to the bitter end of it, then say, okay, What if something good happens in the future?
Okay.
What if something good happens to me? Right? Instead of something bad. This is a question very few of us ever really ask.
Okay.
Because we're already believing that the negative scenario is really going to be the highest probability.
Right.
Okay, because we don't look at it, it has way more power than we do.
Yeah, it's like 90% worst case scenario, 10% best case scenario. Or
right.
Like, you know, I will see an alien and 10%, you know, this other percentage of things will go really well.
So the key question is, what if something good happens?
Okay.
Right? And once you can get to the point where you can ask that question, because mm-hmm. you're really going to want something good to happen mm-hmm. if you've seen it through to the bitter end of your worst case scenario.
Right.
You're going to say, okay, well, what if I'm wrong and that doesn't happen and something good happens?
Right.
Okay. Then you start to imagine whatever it is that you think would be a good scenario or a good outcome for this. Right.
Okay.
Whatever the situation was. So I was saying I lost my money.
Right.
So let's say a good scenario would be, you know, well, you know, I have a friend who knows a person at Microsoft and they're going to get me an interview. And what if I got the job? And what
right.
if I
so
started
you go to,
making
you
more money?
You literally go to the opposite spectrum and talk about the best case scenario. Here's my best case scenario. I actually keep my job. I get a job that pays just as much. My family's great. And I don't have to work as many hours. Let's say
okay.
I came up with that as my best case scenario. Now what do I do next?
Then you ask yourself, you imagine it happening inside
okay.
of your mind,
okay.
and if you can't see it, if you can't see that, well, actually, if you can't come up with anything, if
right.
you can't come up with a positive scenario.
Which sometimes happens, honestly.
Pick up the phone and make yourself an appointment with someone, because fear is running your life.
Right.
If you can't even find a positive scenario,
right.
it means you don't,
gone
have,
overboard.
You don't have a neural pathway laid down in your brain.
Hmm.
I had a client the other week, and I said, can you tell me, now talk about this scenario in a positive way. Tell me positive, something positive that could happen. And she sat there with a blank look on her face and said, I have no idea.
Wow, so she had no neural pathways.
She had no neural pathways for seeing something positive in this scenario. She was so identified and caught in it, like in a rut, a deep
right.
rut, about this crash and burn pattern that was her life.
How did you get her, how did you build the synapses then for her?
She had to practice being positive, and it was incredibly hard for her at first.
Mm-hmm.
As she does it every day and practices, the neural pathways are literally being laid down in the brain, new neural connections.
Yeah.
So now when she goes to talk about, you know, finding something positive, she at least has a few scenarios and some words,
right,
to say it. So when she says, for example, I'm going into debt again, she goes, oh, wait a minute, I'm investing.
Okay, good.
A very different scenario,
yeah,
going into
absolutely.
Debt versus investing.
Yeah.
But the neural pathways for looking at it positively were not there. So if you can't imagine anything positive,
right.
get on the phone, make yourself
right.
an appointment with a hypnotherapist, or of course that's what I am, but any kind of counselor, anybody who can help you start to understand the value of thinking positively and how to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. If you can imagine that your friend is going to get you a job at Microsoft and you're going to be making more money, but you actually can't see it,
mm-hmm.
you can't see it happening to you.
Mm.
Okay. Then you want to imagine as if it were possible for it to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do it, great. If you can't, pick up the phone and call someone, get a little help. We all
right.
need a little help with this one.
So this is like a visualization exercise. Visualize yourself in that job, sitting in that seat, you know,
that's
being
right.
productive, going home at reasonable hours, whatever.
Right.
Okay.
So if you can imagine it, and you can imagine it happening to
visualize
you.
Visualize it, imagine it, and come up with a scenario, visualize, okay.
And it has to be happening to you, not to some stranger.
Right. Okay,
yeah,
got
because
it.
You have right. to believe it's actually possible. Not just possible, but possible for you
mm-hmm.
to actually do this. But you still can't feel it. Then all you need to do is practice. You don't have to pick up the phone on this one and call anybody.
Right.
You've got the major things. You just need to keep practicing and imagining what it would feel like to actually have had that good thing happen to you. Okay. Now, this generates a different response in your neurophysiology and in your brain.
Mm.
And fear then is not running your life if you have an alternative to go to.
Mm. Wow, okay, interesting. So instead of like the instinctual response, like boom, la, 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 it goes, ah, you know, it goes to this other pathway.
Goes to the other
like,
pathway.
I'm going to find a job. It's going to be paying just as much as I got before, and it's going to be just as intellectually interesting, whatever your criteria is that you've visualized and built.
Right.
And then you have a new...
Having a background in neurophysiology and physiological psychology and neurolinguistic programming and having worked with the unconscious for so long it is obvious, very obvious to me, mm-hmm. right, that if your brain doesn't care what it does, but it has to have neural pathways in it in order for it to respond in a certain way. Mm-hmm. So if you want your life to be more positive, there has to be neural pathways laid down in your brain that carry that kind of information mm-hmm. to balance out the naturally occurring neural pathways that are there, that are on the alert for whatever would endanger your survival. Mm-hmm. And then you have to be aware of how many things you've been taught that you consider dangerous to your survival.
Right.
Right? You know, oh, I'm too fat. I'm right. not pretty enough. These are right. dangerous to my survival as a woman.
Right.
I'm not wealthy enough. This is dangerous to my financial survival.
Right.
I'm not smart enough. This is dangerous to my professional survival.
Right.
Go on and on. You know, there's all kinds of things that we're frightened of because we believe at some level that it's a danger to our actual safety or survival in some context.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if we have enough time. Oh, we don't have enough time. Things have gone so quickly. All right. So I have today Ragini Michaels, a speaker, author, and expert in behavioral change on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Do you want to know more about fear or find out the fear of, we're talking about the fear of failure and how to overcome it, you can tune into www.firedupwithcj.com.